Atandwandondo was killed on September 24, 1985, exactly 40 years ago. He was born in Tsomo, Emasubeni, and later moved to Tsala. Today, he's a name after which a school in Tsala is named. In fact, a whole village in the small town is named after Ndondo. There is an office park in Komani as well that has adopted his name. But young people, even in Tsala, do not know who Ndondo was. They grow up to hear of young men like Solomon Mahlangu, Hector Peterson, Steve Biko at school, who were killed because they refused to live in the oppressive system of apartheid and were prepared to do something about it. But until someone asks who was Batandwa Ndondo, and very few seem to, they will probably always assume they know him the same way we all know names like Moses Mabhida, Alfred Nzo, Walter Sisulu, the names of the places, not so much the people. So this short documentary stroke podcast tries to answer that question: who was Batandwa Ndondo? And why should those young people know of him? A man who strangely became famous for how he was assassinated, more than how he lived. Note, I have not even mentioned his date of birth because it is not available on Wikipedia. He does not even have a Wikipedia page. So we visit the people among whom Batandwa Ndondo lived, people who know him at different times, and it's just two people for now. Not justice in any way, even for a young man of 22. We begin with his cousin, Professor Lungisile Ntsabeza, who lived with Ndondo from when Batandwa was 7.
My mother, no, was the eldest, you know, in Emantombazane, the Ndondo family. My mother had sisters that lived, Barikona. Abanye were born but died. But no, when we grew up, no, there were three sisters and my mother was the eldest. Second born in the family. The eldest no was no our uncle. Mm. So the youngest no kule, you know, this no ladies was Ululama. Mm. Princess Ndondo at the time. Later became Ustungo.
Okay.
And then Princess, though, before she got married, had two children. Mm. They English and retained his name, Kamama Ndondo.
All right.
And then Wapindo Mnumchana was in Engegachat, in fact. And that child, you know, was Ubatano.
Okay.
And born in 1963. Ubatandwa and Unondumiso and Batandwa retained, you know, the surname, Yefemele Ndondo. They grew up. His mother, Ululama, princess, was working, you know, here in Cape Town. And home, well, it was in Tsomo, in a village called Emasubini. And they come from a chiefly background, Omkulu, where, you know, sort of the chief or headman would reside.
Mm.
Yeah. So Omkulu, the person who was there was Umakulu, our grandmother from the mother's side. But Umakulu was no ailing. I think they took a decision.
Mm.
They took a decision, you know, that Unondumiso first must go to Etala, you know, to my mother.
Okay.
Mother being the eldest. And of course, no, Etala had this no reputation, even as early as then, of being an education center. So taking Abantwana to Etala was both taking them, not to the eldest daughter, but also not bringing them closer to the education center.
Oh.
And Ubatandwa, born 63, stayed on emahlobini with our grandmother until she died in actually this month, September 1970.
Okay.
So my child would have been 7 years. And after she died, you know, I think the family felt that ubathanda naye ayohlala phaya ekhaya. So from 1970, beginning of 71, ubathandwa stayed at my home ecala, and umntu owayehlala nabo almost a parent. Person who became their parent was my mother. And so that's the background. Right. He is a cousin, but because of all these connections of Lekaya, and I regarded him as my younger brother.
Your younger brother.
Because he's the youngest in our family.
You got to have somebody that you could send around now. When...
Oh, yes.
Umtume.
That's why, you know, you find that, you know, in some of the, you know, reports, you know, covering his murder, some would say my younger brother, but others would say their cousin and so on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to note here is how Ndondo grew up Gumkulu, the home of a chief. A note also how he was with his grandmother until her passing when he was 7. Now, listen later when he becomes a student leader and how these qualities probably make him stand out. This and other qualities that he would get from the Ntsebeza family of readers of political literature and the philosophy of Karl Marx. Let's also mention how the small town of Cala had always been a place with a reputation of rebelling against the homeland government of the Transkei under the Matanzimas. Now, Prof., when he goes to the University of Transkei, was he already politically educated?
I'm sure, you know, he was definitely politically aware. And my sense is that, you know, he became, you know, interested in politics when we were arrested.
Okay.
Because, you know, Dumisa, my brother, and Nam and Matthew Goniwe, Godfrey Slingam, you know, Ngobuzi. We were sort of, you know, arrested in 76 before Soweto on the 11th of June.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, went, you know, through a trial and eventually found guilty under the Suppression of Communism Act in 1977, on the 1st of September 1977, we were sentenced to 4 years imprisonment. So that whole period from the mid-1976 to the end of 1981, we were in prison. The reason why I say Ubathanda could have picked up in politics is that towards the end of our prison term, and I think I must look for these letters because I kept Ubathanda started writing to us.
Okay.
In prison, corner loan, or just one letter a month or whatever. But he, you know, I have no 2 or 3 of his letters. He was growing up with, you know, a cousin yake from the other sister. You could see, you know, the difference. You know, Umanelisi, who was politically naive, he said, "Why says he accounting, the accountancy and so on." But Ubathandwa, who was younger than this guy, I mean, you know, I found it interesting. His letters.
How old is he at this time?
Well, let's say 1980,
1981. Oh, okay.
17. Oh, okay,
17.
So towards the end of our prison term.
So you were sentenced?
To 4 years, yes.
For 4 years.
77, 4 years, and we served all 4 years to the day.
Where?
Then, you know, they released us. MTAT. I mean, we were involved in politics. We were running study groups. That's what, you know, led to our arrest. It was more, I mean, today, you know, people will call it political education. So we were reading and know extensively,
okay,
both on the history of South Africa, but also on the history of, on Marxism.
Okay.
Because, that time as now, we thought that, the solution to apartheid was, Marxian solution, Marxian socialism.
Yeah.
So, that's what we're doing, and that's what led to our arrest, and that's what we sentenced for. And at the time, I was not working. I regarded myself as a permanent revolutionary.
Okay.
So, want to work, and I just focused on our politics, and I didn't want to go to exile.
One of Ndondo's closest friends, now the late Toby Lebum, met him at the University of Transkei and was there in Ndondo's final hour. Bum's younger brother Sivuile takes up the story of Ndondo, the student leader.
I met him at UNITRA, but I'm not going to be lying. The conditions under which we met.
Yeah.
In UNITRA at that time, the hostel was very small. It had a total of 480 students.
Wow.
240 males and 240 females. So we practically met. Especially if they need the arts. So that's when we met with our takes. Now, at that time, I was not necessarily political conscious. And this company, there were issues in terms of the quantity of food they were serving, number one. Number two, because the accommodation was so limited, a band who did not stay a hostel found it difficult to go back to North Crest. So the amount of food, over the amount of food. Remember, in 81, what had happened is where the recipients of an influx of students from Forte Ababe Kote was a strike as a Forte as a school.
Okay.
Yes. So those who could not go back to Forte went to UNITRA. That was the famous time Galukulo Zwandile Vena or Mayapi or Makageza Zwandile Noklina or quite a number of them actually became NK combatants. We could try to break Makageza to fill. Anyway, then we have conscious more. So we figure like about Baba Dala Gunat. We have secretly said so Kwatiwa let us form a platform for students to deal with this matter. Sends away housing committee.
Okay. An SRC that existed at the time, led by Mpenduli Liston Jongwana, a rugby player who'd later captained the Black Springboks, turned out to be unaccountable to the students, failing to address burning issues such as the housing, meals, and provision of sports facilities that were raised by students. Ndondo came to prominence when they exposed and ousted Njongwana's group.
These guys used to book rooms at Holiday Inn. Balale namantombazana phana ngemali yethu njengoba thina sisokola sifuna izinto ngabikho mali ka Miss Freshet ngabikho utywala xesha la Freshet zingabikho izinto zezitudents ibala lethu alikalungiswa kakuhle ayikagqitywa into yase-tennis court kusesiphithiphithi. So I think in order for them to try and allay us and hold us and influence us, ba organize on the trip. Somewhere, Port St. John's or some Badeloat.
Okay.
Zafiga Nyani Bas, Kuarabu Korn. Tobile Bam, Bachan Randondo, Zamikai Mbalu, Robert Nogumla, just forget others. I think you want us. So we say Korn and I don't forget, I don't know Bazawai. Bas organizer, C team and the C housing committee. Ndoba. As a supporter, and we must call for elections of an SRC.
No. Okay.
And that's what happened. So I boycotted Londo, old dining hall. Zanyama Zahamba passes the empty. A new SRC had to be convened. I think that's when I started working closely with Obatando. I'm not going to pay attention to his last data, but it was that was the period 82 to 83. Obatando, sometimes we share a desk, and sometimes not, of course. Siambi was different. But then I then came to realize, and I was clearly socially, Obatando was different. He commanded a lot of respect amongst his own peers. Nangekasha sebegu SRC.
Okay.
Actually, I have a photo here, but I'm too many and no photo.
Okay.
He commanded a lot of respect and listening to Aeteta.
All right. So how had Obatando Ndondo earned that respect? This is a question that takes us back to Professor Ntsebeza.
So I think, he went to Transkei and the connection was made, with us. The Ntsebeza, and of course, he himself was politically awakened. So I'm sure those factors, the combination of factors, they might have propelled him into a leadership position at UNITRA.
Mr. Bam, you're painting Ndondo as somebody who was serious and maybe different from other in the way you behave from others. Did he have fun? What kind of a person was he? Did he have fun? I think I couldn't pay up with his fellow Ayos Bakai.
Not Kakud, as far as I can recall.
Okay.
Yeah, if he was taking it was young Ababan Babegum Law Majualin. He had this discipline and forthright and the town of Funda.
Okay.
So he introduced quite a number of us to even understanding lo Marxism Fundiswam, Professor Velagas.
Well, clearly here, the Marxist teachings that had the Ntsebeza brothers arrested had filtered through to young Ndondo, but the enigmatic character had ventured into a new political direction in his life, forming links with the ANC underground. As we now hear details of this fascinating student trip of a lifetime that seems to have taken place just after the Lesotho massacre.
So when the new SRC took over, they then readjusted this thing in inter-university tournaments. They wanted to make it more collegial, would discuss the issues of common issues among students. Kokusekhona ezopolitics ekudala zento ba yayintona nento yabelungu.
Newsus.
Yes. Sizawuhamba nento zabelungu zakovets na the progressive left as they were called. Kukhona nento was Trotsky, it's a Kapa, UCT. It was a very live and interesting point. So Obatando Nothobile no Sabelo Jaiya decided to organize a trip to the University of Fort Hare.
Mm-hmm.
One on one. If Fort Yala. Yeah, to Fort Kuba born they recognize. If Fort is South Africa Morgana because it's a sky. Technically.
Yeah, okay.
Kuba born then I recognize the Transkei as a bandstand, which was a very strange argument, even at that time, much as young as I was, but I was like, I had even said about it. He reported as if man of SRC, what were the Mokuza organized by Trip Masia Roma?
Okay, it is the benefit of
it. Yes. This should now be 83, I think, early 83.
Okay.
So I'm a message of students. Allegedly, Sisia Roma, CEO, Klala. By then, plus with the Roma, I started getting pulled by Obatando individually, to individual sessions, to discuss politics serious.
Okay.
Then it occurred to me, man, command bomb condo, Mosa.
Upumago, no, Nisia, Ilisutu, Niambanges, Pinzella, Tripieno, is it?
No, man, Siamanga passes a home car, I remember that one.
Okay, all right.
The reason I remember it stands out clearly. What had happened is we did not know at that time. Since students, this is Patele Umpako. That's what Mrs. Enjoy. Singaga has been doing immigration and from Dundum Forest and what.
Yeah.
Go to Ujuala, a snap permit of Ujuala, see well and up.
Hey.
ubathandwana abathandwa ngeske ngumla ndimkhulu wamkhupha lazo structure but zidibane iSRS ayikhona yonke kuthiwe abaphuma izitudio zasebhasini zonke zikhutshwe I think there were 2 or 4 buses kuthiwe abaselayo kweli cala abangaseleyo ngapha ebona i-paper cup
there was
yeah the good bethe i-paper cup to the brim sase sasele i-brand ke ngoko of fun right
so now you have to empty everything
we had to empty it and put it in our stomachs as well and our water.
And you say you remember this trip.
For that reason, I'll never forget that trip.
I'm sure you remember, but up until then.
Yeah. True. Because we have to go to the bus, we have to go to the stands, which is
good. Yes, sir.
Anyway, class you feel of Hana, Sagana was classes. Cheers, Satibana. Abantu be-ANC yaqala yadibana ke ngoblend. I do suspect someone was saying actually uTito Mboweni was one of the people who
okay.
I mean, bayangaziqala ukuba besebenzisa.
Yeah, they were using ilanto aliases there.
Aliases, yes. So we didn't link this thing to anything.
Okay.
Sabuya ke sesiconscientize le Toto Mboweni was one of the first people to come to the
So even when they are addressing you, they are not saying we are ANC and this is what we are doing to you. They just
no.
Okay.
No. But onge lento bathandwa is key, Thobile Bam is key, Robert Nogumla, Zamekhaya Mbalo, bakhi.
So they
with
knew.
Hindsight, I think they were already members of the ANC underground.
Okay.
Xasendicinga ngoku because babe nento eninzi yolahleka. Sasesesinotisile ke la into ba man on the weekends these guys disappear.
How long did you stay there?
We stayed for about 4 days.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Sabuya ke. Now irate yaselisude yenzeke nini amabhulu.
Was it 83?
It was 83, somewhere 83 anyway.
Mm.
So sihlili ke hostel ke dan basasenza ntuni kwasekuthethe ukuthi serious ngoku toba masihambeni siye ko St John's siye TPPP bathanda ukuphambili ke kule nto toba masi integrate ne students esuka high school siye ko Cicirha siye ko Ntunduni students crucial movement of which I was never a member but I used to participate in their things but skizi ngena kula students crucial movement and change the thinking and the way is
In fact, the Ilani raid, I've just checked, it was 1982. I think it was close to December when I, it was December 82.
Yes, okay, fine. The reason I'm saying that, I suspect, with hindsight, of course, because about time, what boy, what, this is something, this was slammed for a week. Ethetha ke phofu ke in confidence kum nakumkhula wam nakusilenda uzame kama bali sasimbizwa isilenda yazi ba westil ethe sandla sibambe uthambo is I don't know his hand to be washed ibambe unkokheli ngesandla of course udibanisa uthu nothu ubathanda uzawudibana apho nothambo xa bekutheni ngaphandle into yoba he's a member of the ANC underground he had attended the funeral of the victims of the raid uthambo was there Oliver Tambor attended that meeting, that funeral.
Okay.
So, of course, he recruited some of us into the ANC underground. I must say proudly, I'm one of them, but it must not be something that is published. I want to say that Oliver Tambor recruited me into the ANC underground. We should have been now mid-83. Okay. Mid-83, it was late 83.
Now the years of unrest, 83, 84, what happened there?
Now, I don't know what led to Indoye boycott, 83, the famous boycott of 83. But it was almost over steering it. But it was a series of events, though.
Okay.
Kwakubakhona nento zentoba EDP, I think it's students, it's our science. Zazi's colors, bezinye kwakufika lecturers, zibaxelela ntoba ni 20, namanenzi xito wapasa only 5 apha kuyo. So I guess it was a combination of things. SRC responded to students' initiative. Of course, SRC sends its demands to the university. Basifuni do itilingetzi wafadema rufe asfaga mapuli isa
Fundameve, for the purposes of this, Fundameve was the VCA UNITRA at the time.
He was the VCA the UNITRA at the time. I don't know when Kutlu took over. I'm not sure when Kutlu came, 84. I don't know, but
he must have come after that whole ruction because university closed.
Yes, after that whole ruction. Jaban Sicho, my memory fails me, Ndoba. What were the key issues that led to the strike? But it was a series of them. Back when I want to go, who would have better memory than me on this.
The one thing, and Ngafuna siyidlule without stressing, was that you, with Obathandwa and all of them, you formed what is effectively the first SRC of a University of Transkei, because we were talking about something that wasn't appointed by students, something that was linked to the homeland government.
This was the first SRC that was not that was elected, that responded to student body politic.
Okay.
The previous one, Eyonjongwana, was not. Okay. I think that was the distinguished feature.
Okay.
The second one, Eyonjongwana, was not involved in the broader liberation struggle, was not encouraging that. This one did. Now, one thing that still stands out to me today about the quality of Obathandwa Ndondo was his leadership. Obathandwa, there were serious most of these boycotts, one leading to the ultimate one. Just next to the swimming pool.
Savoy.
Obathandwa, that still stands out to me today about his leadership and his vision. Atubathandwa, asizuyenza lento yenziwa kwezinye universities oba sitshise or destroy property. Sizawubuyela kwa the same buildings. We're going to come back here. Sizofunda. Ufundamerva is not the building. Apartheid is not the building. Umatanzi Malosimlwana is not the building.
Wow.
I would be reminded of any glass that we ever broke since the boycott unit. The second issue then, which he really, and that's when then I also came to appreciate him in Doba. He was saying the student protests of 1976 should not be seen as a distant memory. Students cannot sit at the liberation struggle. We are part of abantu kufuna be liberated. So, we lectures kuzabe kuthethwa the history are wrong. Why should we be quiet?
It was a hardline reaction to this by the university's principal, Professor Fundameve, that would see the end of that SRC of Mbalu Ndondo, Chaia Bam Bushungu, and others, as Ndondo's ally Victor Ngaleka explains.
He said that in future he was going to uproot politicians on campus, and that only academic activities would be allowed. He declined the teaching of Marxism. So I remember that he had gone to that graduation, told me how unhinged the man had become. Soon after that, on the 8th of May, four students were asked to report to the office of the academic registrar at about 9 in the morning. When they arrived, they were transported from the registrar's office in a university bag to the office of the security branch in Ntata. On learning about their detentions, the rest of the student body immediately convened a mass meeting. What really incensed them was the collaboration between the administration and the police in the detention of those students. The meeting decided to go on an indefinite strike, boycott of classes, until the detained students were released. But that decision was subject to consultation with the pattern students later that afternoon. The four students were, if I get the name right, I know the surname was Mbuli. I think the name was Wela Kemburu.
Well, we think he's referring to Zamikhaya Slender Mbalu, who was the leader of that SRC.
Was the president. It was Matando, was the vice president. It was Tomile, was the secretary, and Sakile Mkhulu.
Okay.
Now, I do recall, I think one of the things that then, I think in 83, the Kwaxhotho Institute, the Kwaxhotho and lecturers as needs.
That's when the university was closed.
Yeah, that's when the university was closed.
Mm.
After that, we went our separate ways. I went home. Yeah, Naga was a close brother, yeah.
Okay.
Elder brother. Unfortunately, he's late now, Toby Lepam, who could really speak more about Ubati. Same principle, but they were part of the ANC underground.
Now, fast forward by about 4 years to September 1987, my old school, St. John's. We've taken a day off to remember the anniversary. Maybe of Ndondo Obiko, you'll remember they're only 12 days apart. So in chanting liberation songs, some of us got excited and grabbed chairs and desks, wanting to throw them at windows and break something because, you know, that's how we were feeling at the time. And one of the people leading our march, it was Sandy Leswana, now an academic. He was our senior back at school in Matric. And he says exactly the same words to us back then. The same words that Vuyile Bam attributes to Ndondo. That is, don't destroy anything. We will return to those classrooms tomorrow. We will return to those desks tomorrow. It was when Vuyile Bam was saying those words that I was in great awe. Because this instruction, this show of leadership is something that has remained indelible in my mind over the years. And I remember in 1989-90, when more schools had joined the movement towards freedom in the Transkei. And a big high school near Umtata and Damasa was burnt so much that they had to close. And I remember thinking how different this was from our school, which had always been involved in anti-apartheid protest. But we never burnt anything. I asked Sandy Leswana about exactly this.
This discipline actually came from a certain idea that we got as we're growing up, because unfortunately we grew up with fathers who were activists and so on, and in communities of activists, that we are fighting the system, not the individual. And some people today actually get, some of them, I see they get angry when I say, we're not even fighting for Voot or PJ Forster or PW. We were fighting the system to the extent that even today, if somebody is in fact manifesting the same behaviors or governing the country in the same way, we would have to object again, like we did in those days. So to me, that is where that came from, that ability to identify the enemy accurately, which is sometimes lacking, came from that we're fighting the system, not specific infrastructure or specific people.
So back to 1985, the question remains, yes, Ndondo, by all means, he was involved in the ANC underground. Why was he killed? Why was he the only one amongst his comrades that was killed? Professor Ntsebeza is an academic, and he has an overview of the time.
Well, I mean, there are various stories there, but I think the background there trying to understand the context of the early 80s, mid-80s, and... because when we were released in 1981, we were not sure whether we would be released or not.
Okay.
Because the political climate, and I think the turning point there was the arrest of Sabata.
Sabata Dalindyebo, the Abatembu king who rebelled against the Matanzimas in the Transkei. Yeah.
Right. And then Ubo Sabata now fleeing to Lusaka. And after that, Kube Kona, some, almost a youth wing of the Democratic Party that Sabata was leading. And then in that process, there was this infiltration of EMK. And I remember, is it 80 or some early 81, there were shootings that took place in Butterworth. We're still in prison.
Mm.
And you know, the guerrillas, no way involved, tried to flee to Lesotho. And the route they took, it took them to Elliot.
Okay.
When you go to Elliot from Tsala, I don't know whether you have been to Tsala.
So, Gwenbam, Prof, it's my in-laws.
Okay. Tsala to Elliot. Ikon indawa palanto, where you brace to Engzobo, kwakuse
Kushingalo.
Yes, there was a shootout there.
Okay.
Between amapolisa and guerrillas, people. And then they were eventually killed, on a farm towards Elliot. So when we came out, there was that climate ubona into ba hey amapolisa nervous. There's a lot of movement ecala. And then obathandwa, they were involved in student politics, the early 80s, 84, is in Tala.
A UNITA was closed. It was so politically charged. Things were so politically charged that they closed the UNITA. I think this needs to come in here, Prof.
And expelled some lecturers. Ovilagazi, Herbert Vilagazi, who was teaching in Marxism, in classes like the sociology. So I think that moment then it was volatile, and Ubachanda was a student leader. I think he was targeted because of his police. They were expelled, in fact, a unit.
And now, Sivuyela Bam?
Ubachanda Ubulewe, because he was a member of the ANC underground. Ubachanda, they used to go to Lesotho to consult with the ANC underground using Motovazola Tabula. Tabula Tabula had a cold colored. When I was recruited, but I information and propaganda. Then I came to military combat. The story is, that's what we know anyway. A flag plus. So I think I asked by flag plus. So I think this is Z Squad. It was believed it was the one that was eliminating the proponents. But at that time, as students, we were very naive. We thought that it was eliminating high-profile students.
Mm.
It never crossed our minds in Doba. Amapula had actually taken a more drastic step. They had gone the Argentine route. They were hitting us. Left, right, and center. I think by the time we realized it was a bit late. Anyway, the long and short of it, if you figure the unit, a car amount, standing a cogam. Since I trace again, Bafiga Baba to the Amagale Fort Husky Babu's or Toby Bam, Bang of Fuman, Babu's of Bundo Lusingo, Ageco, Baltu Labaye unit. Bene information in the unit. Bahamba nel police ala watanda ala on the level of the party. There were two trans guys such with the policemen who were always accompanying as an askar. One of them was Shosha. I don't know the second one, but they had been turned. These were guerrilla units who had been trained, but had been turned in Amapo. Now working for the system. So now they were hunting Abanda Babazi.
Okay.
Bakile unit abanga mfumani. By not what we know, but Bafiga Etala. This is the story of what we know. Anyway, that's the story since Divansa Ganesnia is it. Bafike either Global Tandra or Will Dubatandra, we shall be on Otobile or Gopun Zebeza, but anyway, Bafiga Blair residence. Kungangeni, the ANC turned guerrillas, Kungangeni police and security. The figure up a Toby, the booze of a tan run on. I did the baby from Toby Lebam, no, but and run on. The figure up a Toby Alimaz to the Libus of a tan run on. A poom by hand. A two but a night. A mapus of security. We never expected anything.
Yeah,
at Colus of London out here. Whatever he said to Toby. I would Toby let a bit delayed a communistic or some of Sabata. At a busy long door, who figure into a city, now, but I'm going to go now.
There are people in China, but I don't think that's actually true. But I mean, that's a view. AI connector is AI dominant. It was a mistake. But I'm a police officer now. Yes, because my channel is staying with me at all.
But the way they staged it, when they're looking for him, they took a minibus that looked like yours.
Yes, yeah. Yes, white. And
even the registration 1885,
1889. That's it. So that link was there. So, but what I'm interested in, your younger Lento Lena, is, and there's only one place a survivor, Yongo, is to know what was happening in that coulee that made Ubatando take a decision to jump out.
The witnesses, when they reconstructed the story, is that one guy Ubatando the coulee, yeah, Manel police.
Yeah.
Was or realize that I'm a pagat in Dubai. Yeah, I call. I suspect that there's units where seven and as well shoot. Yeah, these people have 10. They are no longer working for the ANC. But look, the first attempt was what first attempt was a Mukan 50 Bamuish Kala or something. The second time, Wamani to Futak. That's when they fired the first shots.
Ndondo's killing was interrogated in the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, sitting ironically at the University of Transkei in 1997. Those transcripts exist online, and possible theories of why Ndondo was killed are discussed by his killers. For me personally, growing up in Mthatha as a 13-year-old when Ndondo was killed in 1985, not politically educated and at the time believing in the future of the Transkei government, quite unaware that something bigger was happening, the event made me realize that our protected existence in the homeland was a dangerous illusion. The reason behind this recording, however, was to try and answer as to who Ndondo was, but even more importantly, why a young person in 2025, 40 years later, dealing with unemployment, rising costs of education, a bleak present and quite possibly future, should care about a 22-year-old who was killed serving the underground of the movement that's now a government presiding over a corrupt system that has eroded hope for young people. Sandile Swana explains it.
The key thing for today's youth around the death of the life and death of Batandwa Ndondo is that I think it's fair to say that from around the late 60s right up until the 1994 in actual fact, the people who actually led the struggle were actually the youth. So when you look at the words of Steve Biko in 1977, when he was asked, when does he think South Africa will be liberated? He said he's giving it 10 years from 1977. And by 1985, the South African Republic went into junk status and the Boers started to reject PW Botha and were preparing for negotiations. And all of that time was led by young people. So still, what is his name? Batandwa Ndondo represented the agency of young people. Young people changed South Africa before. And that opportunity remains even today.
Thanks to Professor Ntsebeza and Sfuile Bam, Sandile Swana for their time, and Mr. Siyabonga Gashi for helping put this together. Anele Hashe is our technical producer. I'm Jeff Muloi. Thank you for listening.
Lishonile bafana masiku izinkomo zobaba Ilanga lishonile bafana masiku izinkomo zobaba Ilanga selishonile
your digital library experience podcasts from algoafm.co.za